Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebra, Laura, and Rosenberg. We are here. Happy Friday, everyone. And we got tickets. That's right. If you guys want to play Laura Never Loses to Rosenberg's Real Late Live at Gramercy Theater the day before Thanksgiving with Styles P and more. So looking for two people to call us up right now to play a game of Laura Never Loses. 800-223-9797. Here's Dream Doll and Capella Gray.
She just wanna freak with me, OT. In a city where nobody gonna creep. She don't wanna party, she just wanna stay tonight and make love all night.
Oh. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Friday vibes, baby.
Friday vibes.
You know what I mean? You see me. Laura, you ready? It's a big weekend for you.
Halloween.
You know what I'm saying?
Weekend.
Nah, it's Young Baby Light weekend now. I mean, it's for here on out. I mean, for at least the next, 12 to 13 years.
Forever. That's it.
Maybe 16 years.
No, but I think I'm excited. It's a reason.
Well, nah, because at a certain point, she's going to be like 16, 17, 18.
Right.
She's going to be like,
Mom.
Really, fam, I'm out. I'm going to party with my friends.
Exactly.
But at least until she's 15, 16, she going to be looking to you like, yo, what we doing for my birthday?
Yeah. I'm excited. My mom's flying in. It's going to be a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm in the building. I'm me and Issa, my lady in the building, baby. We in the building.
Yeah. I was like last night looking through my phone. I was like looking at old pictures. I was like, I'm one of those. I was like, where's the baby go?
Wait, already?
Someone pick people pictures, right? Like, yo, look.
Yes.
Bruh.
I do too.
I remember when I was giving you a little bath in the sink.
Exactly.
Know?
She can't fit in the sink no more.
Girl. Shawnee.
She's like, girl.
She was about to say girl, see? Because that's how Shawnee be sounding when he be chit chatting.
No.
She can't, you always got to start, right?
Stop.
What's up, girl?
Thank you,
Shawnee. Talk to me, girl.
Yo, but that's Shawnee. That's Shawnee, though. Shawnee, good for that. Zodiac talk, girl talk, he for it. All of that.
Father, so he knows.
I'm down with this.
Now, he grew up with sisters. He's good.
Not even.
He's good.
Big, you know
and
what I'm
babies.
And babies, you know what I'm saying, for a long time.
Yo, real talk, though. You already doing. I look at Issa's little pictures sometimes, but I've always been the one that's like, yo, I'm ready for you to get in the car with me and us have real talk. You know what I'm saying?
But pictures of Issa, I'm like, oh, Issa.
I know. Everybody does. I'm like, hurry on up, Kiko. You know what I'm saying? But that's also because I'm damn near 50 years old. So I'm like, hurry on up. I'm getting old out here, kid.
To what? Have the real talk?
No, not to have real. Just to just be, be able, like right now, she's 7, 8, 9. We chill. You know what I'm saying? I was looking forward to this. You know what I mean? But back to Young Baby Light.
True.
It's her birthday weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah,
open bar.
Yeah, you know it.
this is a celebration for Laura Styles this weekend. I believe that at least that I look. It's a celebration for Young Baby Light, but it's both of y'all because
it's your birthday.
It's your birthday too, Laura. You know
no,
I believe
it's
in
not.
That.
It is.
You became a different person on this day.
That's
you brought another human into the, you did some work on this day. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta celebrate you, fam.
It's the day you gave birth. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, but I'm not trying to take anything.
She ain't gonna know yet. That's what I'm saying. First two, you gotta at least take a little shine because by 3, 4, 5, it's all about her. Then she's really starting to be like, "Yo, this is my birthday."
Yeah.
This first one, she don't know nothing.
Yeah, we celebrating you.
So we putting the spotlight on moms.
Together. You and her together.
And by the way, she ain't even been here long enough. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you get a present. You could hand her an empty box with some wrapping paper, and she would be like, wee!
Yes.
In the middle of the party, she going to need a nap. She going to be like, yo, get me out of here. It's too much people. The energy is off. So it ain't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She going to be like, change me, and then lay me down somewhere.
Right, too much stimulation.
So this is, Laura, come on, son. You got to know this is about you, kid. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
And you know, the other thing about that first birthday, I think, that might get overshadowed for moms is you have also spent the last year trying to find yourself again. Mm-hmm. Not that you maybe even did it yet. You know what I'm saying? But like at least getting on back on your back on solid ground mentally and emotionally and trying to get some sort of semblance of normalcy. You know what I'm saying? And a rhythm and a pace of what the next few years is going to look like. Like that's another celebration about this first year. This one-year-old birthday for moms, I think. You know what I'm saying? And dads, too.
It's exciting, though. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. Shout out to all the little Scorpio babies out there.
I mean, Scorpio
we don't even know y'all like that. It's only one baby I know on this day. Young baby like. Yo, let's get in some shenanigans. Laura, what are we giving away?
So we have tickets to Rosenberg's Real Late Live at Gramercy Theater the day before Thanksgiving with Styles P and more.
All right, now we got Janice and Tyrone on the line. Janice, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Where you headed this morning, Janice? What's cracking with you? What you doing?
Well, I'm getting my kids ready for school. I'm off today, but I'm getting ready for the Rolling Loud concert. So.
Okay. Are you going out there today?
Yeah.
That's popping out there. I heard it was a great time yesterday. A lot of artists.
I know. I missed it. I got off of work late, and it was over at 10. By the time I would have got there, I would have missed it.
Nah, you in there today. Make sure you bring I think today is Laura, some rain supposed to happen or something? I didn't look at the weather yet, but I heard something about some rain today or tomorrow.
About 2 o'clock, it's supposed to be soggy. Start being soggy until late night.
Yeah, my thing says 7 p.m. There's some light rain, so make sure you bring a little raincoat or something to throw on.
I see the same thing.
You know what I mean? Who else we got? Let's see. We got Tyrone. Tyrone.
Yo.
Yo, ain't you, aren't you? Yo, Tyrone, how happy are you that Erykah Badu song ain't popular no more?
It's still popping.
I mean, I know it's still out here and people make the joke, but there was a day in your life, I'm sure, where it just wouldn't stop.
It probably
I hated it. I couldn't take it no more. Even
at
karaoke,
I
sing that.
Oh, man. Yo, I've always wanted to interview with Tyrone about that period in their life. You know what I mean? About like, man, Badu's song was ringing off. Your name was synonymous with the guy who was like.
It's ringing off. My name ringing off. I love it.
Okay. All right. There you go. But yeah, well, in the song, Tyrone, wasn't Tyrone the annoying friend that Badu was like, yo, get the F out of here. You better call him.
Yeah.
Since you always want to go hang out with him anyway.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You always got to bring Tyrone along.
Yeah. And why were you always tagging along? Tyrone's like, man, it wasn't me, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. Janice, who you want to represent you today for these tickets? Me or Laura Staffs?
Me, bro.
Okay. She must have been listening. I got a couple W's this week. You know what I'm saying? She think I'm on a roll. But it's the game that lives up to its name. So it's few and far in between. Shiny with the question.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Right. Here we go. Okay. Who did Boosie go on a homophobic? Laura.
Lil Nas X.
That is right. In what Shakespearean play is the famous to be or not to be?
Ebro. That is the question. That's literally the question. Romeo and Juliet.
Incorrect.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Is it Hamlet?
Hamlet. To be or not to be. Who claims to have the last recording of Bismarck? Ebro.
Who claims the last recording of Bismarck? I just read this story the other day. What's wrong with me? Why am I failing right here? Ah.
It
Big Daddy Kane.
No, it's incorrect. Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh. Dougie I knew that. Project. Damn it.
6 minutes.
There's a Go-Go Project coming out.
What is the mascot of the NBA
Ebro.
Team?
Laura.
Oh, Ebro.
Three. I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns, the gorilla.
Correct, but incorrect.
Oh.
Okay, what's the question?
What is the mascot for the NBA team in Toronto?
Oh, Toronto.
The Raptors.
That's right.
I was guessing. Laura wins. Laura wins
with a sweep.
Yo, speaking of wins, fam, the Knicks by one last night in Chicago. That was such a big win.
Wow.
Jimmy. Yo, bring up that Nims record, man. We got to let that ring off again, son. For the Knicks.
Congratulations, Janice. You got these tickets to Rosenberg's Real Late Live at Gramercy Theater with Styles P the day before Thanksgiving.
Wow. Thank you.
Hold on.
Yo, you don't get nothing, Janice. Janice, you tripping. Sorry. Nah, you ain't getting nothing. Sorry, I let you down, man. Janice, you already going to Rolling Loud. You Gucci. Have a great day. Get them kids in school. We love you. On the way. Flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Now coming up in a flashing lights report, there's some new Jay-Z out there.
Yes,
new
there is.
Music. So
we got to play it. We got to play it today. Yo, here's some, yo, this Kid Cudi Jay-Z so crazy. That Jadakiss Conway Jay-Z, another one. That Heart of They Fall movie on Netflix. I know it's out in theaters and it starts streaming next week, but the soundtrack's crazy. There's a Lauryn Hill joint on there. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Y'all keep it locked.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Hi.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, flashing lights time, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the
flashing
lights.
Know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Jay-Z is back with two new songs, Guns Go Bang with Kid Cudi and King Kong Rhythm with Jadakiss Conway the Machine and more. They're appearing on the soundtrack to The Harder They Fall, a new Netflix movie that Jay-Z co-produced.
Well, is it? And by the way, these songs, and we're hopefully going to have them on the program. My friend actually produced the records. He's a composer, producer. He wrote the movie. That's the cool thing about this, The Harder They Fall. My friend James Samuels, a good friend of mine, he actually wrote the film, produced the film. He scored the film because he's an actual composer. And then he produced the entire soundtrack. Composed, produced, put it together, the whole thing, wrote it, everything. So, soup to nuts, he mostly did everything. And the cool thing about these two Jay-Z records is, I mean, they're records that play in the movie. I haven't seen the movie yet. But when you listen to the soundtrack, it's like a, you know, it's songs from the film.
Yes.
So when Jay's rapping, he's rapping in the context of the film.
So the soundtrack, according to Pitchfork, also includes new songs from Coffee, Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
Nice.
It looks really amazing.
It's available.
And the movie looks dope too.
Yeah, the movie's fire. I mean, it's Idris Elba. What's the guy from Lovecraft Country? John Marshall.
What's his name? I know that. Zazie
Regina
Beats,
King.
Zazie Beetz is in it.
Lakeith Stansfield. And also, here's the other cool thing about the film. All the characters in the film are based on real people, real black cowboys, men and women. And so the premise of the film was the idea came from, you know, oftentimes when we see black people in period pieces, they're subservient in American cinema and through the American lens. But there's a period post-Civil War, where these black people that you'll see in this film, they were not slaves. And this is that period, you know, because remember, 1870s, 1880s, Wild Wild West wasn't no slavery. So these are black free people getting busy and not having it. The other part is it's not taught in American history. Is these were actual, you know, Bill Pickett and these people who were actual cowboys. People don't even know the term cowboy is a black term because white people were called cow hands. Cowboys was a term given to black people to make them lesser than the cow hands.
Wow.
Interessante. I didn't know that.
I didn't either until I was talking to James Samuels about this film.
Very cool. Yeah, I can't wait to watch the film. It looks really good. It's on Netflix on November 3rd.
What's the name of it again?
The Harder They Fall.
Harder They Fall.
So, guys, in local news, New York's former governor Andrew Cuomo is he's now been hit with a criminal charge for alleged sexual misconduct.
It's going down. It's getting realer and realer.
Yeah, prosecutors in Albany are saying that he's been charged with forcible touching, which is a Class A misdemeanor.
I'm hearing some rumblings that he's going to fight back. Like, yes, he stepped down from his job, but this ain't going away like he's just going to fold up and take this.
Man.
He's pissed and he's coming for people.
Yo, it's wild because he sounds like a horrible guy who did things that he deserves to be, pay the price for. It's still crazy to me, though, that he will probably end up getting in more trouble than 99% of the January 6th people. But hey, that's neither here nor there.
Right. So according to TMZ, they're saying that the incident happened on the second floor of the governor's executive mansion that he allegedly forcibly placed his hands under the blouse of a victim and touched her.
And this is recently. This ain't even like a throwback joint.
December 2020.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty recent.
And
governor, though, y'all heard Tish James? Brooklyn's own Tish James, attorney general, who's been going after the NRA, Trump, and all of that, is throwing her hat in the ring to, or potentially to run for governor. I don't know if it's official yet, but there's been a lot of talk.
I was telling Shawnee about it. The New York Times has a whole article on it. They're saying that she's preparing to run for governor.
Yeah. Yo, man, I was just saying to them off the air, bro. Politicians are wild, yo. They get one job. It literally feels like they just started the job. Like, you know what it's time for? New job.
Yeah, it's always the political, what do they call it? It's got a name where it's like the political it's basically like upward mobility. It's the whole game. Like, yeah. You know, yeah, they keep taking on other jobs.
To have a political career, you gotta keep switching, man.
Well, not only that, but the one job you got has term limits. I think Attorney General has term limits. So at some point she's either going to stay in attorney general and they're going to have to go get somebody new, or she better go start looking for a new job and working on a new job.
She's not up on her term limit now. She's in her first term.
But I'm just saying, like, the opportunities now. Like, if she doesn't go next year to run for governor, she's going to miss the window, I guess.
I totally get it. But to the people out there more like Shawnee, who don't believe in politics in the first place, it's telling when people's trajectory goes so fast that you're like, the job you're working so hard to get was clearly a step to another job.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're saying what you got to say in order just to get that position.
To get that one. But then as you get into it and you could really start doing damage, you're like, now I got to focus on the next job. So, well, what about the rest of the time you have doing this job?
That's right.
At your flashing light, boy, the time is 7:02, high of 56 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
You got that hole?
I do.
What's coming up? Y'all keep it locked. We got Ride or Die. Congratulations, you played yourself. New music. It's a lot going on. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Thank you for locking in.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, if you are anything other than very excited for Knicks fans, you don't have to be a Knicks. If you don't like the Knicks, that's fine. I don't care. I'm happy for those fans, man. That's my favorite thing in sports right now. Knicks fans.
Maybe it's our Knicks.
After all these years of just staying true, staying passionate.
That's right.
Wait, Shawna, you're a Knicks fan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tried and true.
Am I the only one that's like, really?
Well, yeah. I'm not even worried about Shawna because what I'm paying attention to is if y'all are listening and don't realize that Ebro's slowly in his own way creeping on the Knicks bandwagon. Hit the button.
Congratulations. No, you no, played
no,
yourself.
No.
That's what I'm seeing.
That's a great spin. And Shawna and Rosenberg often like to try to figure out a way to come for me. But I really am happy for Knicks fans. I've watched them suffer for a long time and start seasons where they're super excited about, like, you know, things that aren't things to be excited about other than winning games. But winning games is what you're supposed to be excited about. And that's currently what happened. The Knicks beat the Bulls last night in Chicago by one. You know, undefeated nice. Chicago team. I mean, it was Chicago's first real test, they say. But I think also for the Knicks, too. Like, on the road, you know, some great guards against Knick guards. Like, it was a real test.
Shawna Cass.
By one. Yeah.
Shawna Cass, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
And, do you guys recall a time when Ebro was dialed in and watching on a weeknight game 5 of the year, New York Knicks basketball?
I didn't watch last night. I tried to. I didn't watch it.
But you know everything. You did the diligence. You're doing the work.
Because right. I'm happy for Knicks fans. It's good for the and the
it's
other
good
thing,
for the town.
It's good for the city.
You do want to set up your MSG app, right?
Yeah, I got to do that. I got to do that.
He did say that earlier. I need to get my MSG app right.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's where you're one like notch away from. I need a Knicks jacket.
Well, how many Brooklyn games have you watched this year?
How many I've watched games? Two. I've watched two Brooklyn games. Yeah. But, you know, Brooklyn fans, they're whack. Let's be honest.
See?
Knicks right. fans. Yeah, it's just not fun. And Brooklyn fans won't be fun until Brooklyn's in the playoffs.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Right. Let's be honest, and being honest, if we're even being more honest,
go ahead.
Brooklyn Nets. As much as I'm a Nets guy, and that's my local team, the Nets' expectations are championship.
Yes.
Anything short of championship for the Brooklyn Nets is a failure.
Mm.
The Knicks could get to the second round of the playoffs, and it is like they won the championship.
I say. And they got a fire theme song to go along with the season. So that's
shout
kinda,
bing bong. That's bing bong. So all that hate you was trying to spin towards me, Rosenberg.
Not hate. I'm just pointing out the truth.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I know what I'm saying is correct.
First of all, I'm not going to be a Knicks fan. I don't like Dolan. I don't like the way they treat their legends. I don't like the way they've treated the city. I just don't. I'm happy for the fans.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the politics with it. But, yeah, if you know, New Yorker, you down with the Knicks. That's just what it is.
You can't help it.
You want to see the New York Knicks win.
Yeah. Because
they're the most unifying team in the city, hands down. We got two baseball teams.
You got Bronx, two Kings football people. They're not going to go for Brooklyn.
We got three hockey teams.
Yeah.
The Knicks are the most widely beloved team in the city. It's hard not to pay attention.
And if you're acting like you knew Shawna Culture was a Knicks fan, hit the button.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I am. I'm not a sports buff,
I didn't know,
but
no,
I am.
I'm glad you are. But yeah. I did not know. I never heard you get excited. And that just goes to show how terrible the Knicks have been. There's been no reason for you to pay attention.
Maybe.
I honestly don't think Shawna. I don't think Shawnee can name three Knicks players, three current Knicks players.
Yeah, right. Ewing, Starks, Anthony Mason. You know what I'm saying? Shawnee, yeah. You know what I mean? Tell me the button.
Shawnee.
You're right. You're right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, and even deeper, look, it ain't even about me and the Knicks. The reason I've been coming on this radio trying to give positive vibe to the Knicks, because I know we got a lot of people who listen to the station who are Knicks fans. And selfishly, I want y'all to enjoy listening to the program. So, look, when y'all trash, I'm going to trash you. It's just what it is. But when you're doing good, I'm going to celebrate you. And that's
where
we at.
It's hard not to enjoy it.
Laura Stiles, what's on your list?
So, Dr. Tony Tannery. He's a head of spine surgery, Boston Medical Center surgeon. He's fined $5,000. For leaving the operating room to go eat in his car and falling asleep and missing the procedure.
Wow.
So wait, they opened somebody up?
So he was supposed to look over, because I guess he was supposed to, you know, there's other surgeons who are going to do some emergency, like ankle surgery, or I don't know what the hell was happening. But I guess he, as a senior doctor, I don't know how this works, but he's supposed to, like, be there present just in case.
Oversee the thing?
Yeah, oversee everything, or maybe step in when all the difficult things pop off. But he left. Wow. He went to go eat in his car. Then he passed out.
He fell asleep.
Then they couldn't find him.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And he just admitted that he woke up the next day and was like, oh, man, he was supposed to be, you know, he was the chief resident that was supposed to oversee everything. And
damn. Amazing.
I hope the surgery was still successful.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't botch it because he was sleeping.
I guess, you know, I'll give it to him. But then I do have mixed feelings, guys, for someone who was in the hospital for 6 days. I feel like these shifts that a lot of the medical staff do are crazy. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Those 24-hour shifts. So, you know,
they work
20-hour shifts, 18-hour shifts. Like, why can't y'all do 10-hour shifts and just come back more often?
And where was this? So I know where.
Boston. So you weren't nowhere not to go?
Exactly. Exactly. I'll be like,
so I'll give him the butt, but
there.
I do feel for people in the medical field who have to do these insane shifts.
Yo, crazy. Rosenberg, what's on your list?
I got to give it to, I know this is like obvious, but I still got to give it to the New York Post. They're following Alec Baldwin now, like, everywhere. Today's headline, Alec Baldwin ditches beard and shops in Vermont amid Rust shooting investigation. Guys, he's not on the run. they're insisting.
Nah, but they want the teardown. That's the GOP teardown.
The right wing, fueled by Trump directly, I'm sure, is insisting that Alec Baldwin be treated like he committed a murder and is hiding. I don't think anyone... listen, I suppose it could turn out that we're wrong. I don't think anyone with a rational mind on planet Earth thinks Alec Baldwin tried to kill someone or really did anything wrong. It's not going to be him that ends up being at fault. But they're treating the guy like a murderer out of their own
political agenda. Well, because he played Donald Trump on TV. He made Orange Jesus look bad. He desecrated Donald Trump's brand. And for that, we will tear you down.
Listen,
that's what it's
all
about.
Yeah, absolutely. Just hit them with the button. It's real.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself, yeah.
Playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, today's the day, huh? If you don't get that vax, and you're a NYPD, FDNY, they saying you're J-O, it's a no-go. We spoke to mayoral candidate Eric Adams. He thinks that there needs to be better conversation, or should have been better conversation, but when he takes the office in January, he doesn't see change in the mandates.
Yeah, I can't see him jumping straight into the job and trying to create immediate changes. He got to play ball. But
so if you really real about what you stand for and you didn't get the vax, you could be out of a job. If you NYPD. But you know what that means for people who've been trying to get on FDNY for a long time. Get your applications together.
Yeah, I mean, there's people going for the job, but this is the NYPD. FDNY, the sanitation department.
Oh, sanitation, that's another good one. Great. Hey, listen, it's hard to get a slot in there.
But yo, this one about to get real. People start seeing garbage on the street for a week.
Oh no, people gonna be mad. People gonna be mad. But you know,
they outside.
Look, on both sides of this, this comes with sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Hold the line.
Or don't. And get your vax and get your and get and keep your job. You know what I'm saying? And just go on about your business because it's really not that big of a deal. But whatever.
I mean, you know, well, I wouldn't say that. Or nah.
Go ahead, get that shot and keep it pushing.
That's, yo, you just summed up my whole thing. I was saying yesterday. I just got my booster, man. I'm still straight. It's all good, guys. Promise.
Yeah, yo. You have gotten more aggressive since the vaccine. I think you may turn into a zombie in the next.
I mean, yeah, it takes time.
Three to six. It takes time for it to fester.
So
into
we don't
system.
Even know 3 to 6 years from now I could become.
It's the long term effects we're concerned about, but we'll pay attention to you, bro.
You might not just start me, like hissing. Pay attention to 200. I think almost 200 million people.
Yeah, I'm prepared. Attention. I'm prepared for y'all.
To pay attention to all.
All of y'all.
And how will you know it's this vaccine? I've gotten so many in my lifetime. You don't even know.
I'm watching. I'm eating right. I'm paying attention.
There you go. That's all you could do. On the way, Curve. People get curved every day. And then DJ John steps in the room. We have tickets. It's Friday. It's supposed to rain later on here in the New York City area. We love y'all. Thanks for locking in, man. Ebro Law Rosenberg, Cast 1. 97 minutes commercial free. We on the air?
Uh-oh. That's right.
Live, baby. Oh, man, we live, baby. Ebro Law Rosenberg. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Queens.
Chill. Eat them up, Al. Ooh, that's crazy. Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. We vibing on a Friday. The family's together. Thank you for joining us. Laura getting ready for the big weekend, man.
I'm already ready.
Oh, you are? Okay. But are you mentally ready for the? You gonna cry? You gonna cry?
Probably.
You gonna cry?
Probably.
Oh, you gonna cry? Young baby Light turns 1 year old this weekend, and I believe that when the baby, at least for the first couple years, it's a celebration of the mother. You know what I'm saying? And the dad too, but the mother for sure, because the mother's body done been through so much. They trying to recalibrate. They a whole new person. They trying to figure out who that new person is.
Facts.
And then the baby don't know what's going on.
Nope.
You can hand the baby a water bottle with some dried noodles in it and be like, yo, happy birthday. And they'll be like,
I'm happy.
The whole day's made. You know what I mean? But for the mom, the mom is important, man. Laura, you did it, kid.
I know. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Rosenberg hit me yesterday. He's like, how much of this is us celebrating you?
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Her birthday. I'm like, no, it's her birthday.
I mean, I want to celebrate you. Baby Light doesn't care. By the way, though, let's talk about moms back in our day when we were kids. Nobody celebrated them.
I know. Nobody.
Facts. There were no one-year-old birthday. What?
Nah.
I didn't have my first birthday until I was like 8.
Yeah, there was.
There was.
There was.
I never heard of
it. I was actually thinking, I think there was. But obviously, we didn't know because we was kids.
Right.
But mom was definitely like, yo, I'll see y'all later. And she went and had a good time. My mom.
I didn't know. I think the phenomenon of super big 1-year-old birthday parties is newer. No, at least it is in my world.
Well, in my world, give my parents an excuse to throw a party.
Oh,
back then, everybody got a 1-year-old and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
every year.
Rolling.
Every year.
Now, did any of them actually feel like kids' birthday parties? Or do they all just feel like adult parties?
Well, they start off, even to this day, they start off as kids' birthday parties, but they end as adult birthday parties. So it'll be like, yeah, everybody come by at 5. We're going to have the kids' birthday. 5.
You'll
be there till 3 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way. You know what I'm saying?
Laura thinks her party, whatever facility they rented for Young Baby Light's birthday. Laura thinks it's going to be over in 3 hours, 4 hours.
That's it. It's from 1 to 5. No more.
Y'all going to take it back to the crib and break out the dominoes and roll up
Ricardo's Dominican, bro. I'm telling you. This thing is going to go. This thing is going to keep going.
Ebro, there's a very clear memory. And I don't know, Shawnee, if you're on this with me. But I know Cass won. And maybe Juanito. Every party that we used to go to, somehow the kids ended up passed out in the bed with all the coats.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
Straight up.
Parents would find a bed. Didn't go home.
You couldn't even find your kid.
Yeah.
It was in the coats.
Yeah. Your kid was in the coat.
The kids on the coat bed.
phenomenal.
That's amazing. But yeah, we putting off a little bit of Young Baby Light love and a lot of love for Laura Styles this weekend, man. Congrats, man. It's a big deal.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, we love you.
It's a big deal, man. It's a real big deal.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Who we got online, Shawnee? It's time to give something away. DJ Johnny's here. Let's go.
We got Danielle.
We got to do DJ John's theme. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ
John. Yo.
Friday,
DJ John, what are you giving away, fams?
Oh, Millennium Tour tickets, man. Be in the building with Omarion, Soulja, Bow Wow, Ashanti, and more. You know, tickets available now on Ticketmaster.com. Also, it's going down November 12th at the Prudential Center. Mayha by Hot 97. Shout out to Phone Flex on the set.
Yeah, man. The Millennium Tour tickets for you. Shawnee, who you got, fam?
Danielle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. How's traffic, Danielle? How crazy is it?
I'm sorry?
How crazy is traffic for you? Not so bad?
Oh, no. I just dropped off my daughter at school. I'm getting some coffee and heading back home.
Oh, very nice. Very nice life.
It's been very smooth.
Very, love it. Love to hear that. Well, answer this question super fast, that's and you perfect. Could go reminisce and party with Ashanti and Omarion and Lil Bow Wow. I know you was outside back then, Mom. You know what I'm saying? Poking
hell
it out.
Yeah.
She said, hell yeah. Okay.
Answer Laura's question super fast so you can be smarter than DJ John.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Can you tell us which humongous social media program's parent company just changed its name to Meta?
Say Napster.
Book.
Correct.
There you go. Damn. Facebook yes. It is.
I could thank my big daddy for that one.
All right.
Whoa. He told me yesterday.
Big daddy.
Okay. Y'all still poking it out at the crib. Big talking that big daddy talk.
Hey, after 10 years, we still got it.
There you go. Celebrate that. That's a celebration,
daddy,
too.
Carlos.
That's a celebration. All right. Here we go. John.
Right. DJ John. Can you tell us how many photos have been uploaded on Facebook by users? Approximately.
Since the beginning of Facebook?
Yes.
You got to this day.
Oh, going to trillions, fam.
I mean, 69 trillion.
What? Now, 250 billion photos.
Sure? I knew Ebro led you wrong the second he said go in the trillions.
Well, that makes sense.
Trillion sounds like it would make sense.
Because everybody in the world.
But I was also thinking Instagram included, too.
Yeah, that counts, right?
Well, clearly they're not counting it, and they ran their Wikipedia for this segment.
Yo, we count this. I don't know what this is.
Shut up, John. Turn his mic off. Yo, Danielle, you going to the Millennium Tour, the Prudential Center, Phone Flex on the set, Omarion, Ashanti, Lil Bow Wow. It's going to be a great time.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited. What a way to start a weekend.
Yeah, man. It'll be a good time. Enjoy your weekend. You and Big Daddy do your thing. Poke it out, Ma. You know what I'm saying? Ow. Hang
Thank
on, we
you
need
guys.
Some.
Have a good weekend and happy birthday to Baby Light.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You're welcome. Enjoy your
Thanks,
weekend.
Thanks, Danielle.
Guys. Thank you.
You too. On the way, Laura Styles, you got that flashing light.
I
What's
do.
Crack?
Coming up in a flashing light report, Snoop Dogg is letting us know about this new Dr. Dre music that's on the way. Coming up next, I'll give you details.
Yo, Snoop Dogg out here moving around, got a new album on the way. Yo, did you guys check out that Mount Westmore, that E-40, Too Short, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg record? That joint is fire. They put out one single so far. Yeah, it's been out for a few weeks. Pretty good. There's new Hov, Kid Cudi. There's that Hov, Jadakiss, Conway the Machine off the Harder They Fall soundtrack. It's a lot of music out there. If y'all streaming, go check Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Get your music on. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles next. 97 minutes commercial free. Cast one right now. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Yo, how on fire is Doja Cat in 2021, Rosenberg? Like, real talk.
I mean, I think she's easing her way into the number one spot of, like, you know, pop, hip-hop, R&B. It feels like it's becoming her spot.
Right? Is she, like, would you say, to describe Doja Cat right now, I mean, obviously she doesn't have the time in the game as of a Drake, but as far as, like, what she's able to do, singing, rapping, dancing, different types of songs. Like, you listen to this new album, she's got everything from things that feel Afrobeat and soca all the way to hip-hop records and R&B records all in one album, pop records, all that.
I think she's as talented as anyone making music right now. I think, like, the only challenges I'd like to see from her maybe is, like, a range of subject changing a little bit more, like doing kind of more different stuff lyrically. But right. In terms of what she can do, I mean, I love her as a rapper. She has songs on her album where she just raps, and I'm like, yo, she could really, if she wanted to just rap with people, she could be crazy.
She could hang with anybody.
But then her natural ability to make these records is so good. And then, of course, people come at me, whoa, you got mad when Nicki Minaj made Starships. Well, guess what? These joints ain't Starships. These are Starships, something else altogether.
Starships was just a bad song. It just wasn't good.
You can do pop if you do it brilliantly. And Doja makes her rhythm melody game is just catchy. You can't stop singing her records.
Doja. She out.
And she's, did I mention she's half Jewish? Sorry.
Oh, she is? Oh, yeah, she told us that. I forgot all about that. Yeah. And she's African. Her dad's South African, too.
Yep. Shouts to Africa.
She half black, half Jewish. Yo, no wonder I'm biased. No wonder I can. Yo, I'm biased. It's crazy. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles. Laura Styles got the phone. Shout to the halfers out here. You know what I'm saying?
So Snoop Dogg is claiming that new music is coming out from Dr. Dre, but in a different form. So during an appearance on Rolling Stone's Rolling Stone Music Now podcast, he explained that Dr. Dre, who's made an appearance on Grand Theft Auto, the video game in the past, is releasing new songs for GTA. He said, quote, I know he's making great effing music, and some of his music is connected to GTA, so that's coming out. I think that's the way his music will be released, through the GTA video game. Interessante.
Dope. I'm excited. I'm gonna wait for it though, because you know you get the word that Drake's giving you. I mean, Dre is giving you new music. It may not happen.
I mean, we've
historically
been
speaking, it could definitely not happen. So
change his mind.
Let's temper our excitement. Let's be happy that it's being talked about. But you know, don't hold your breath.
We'll see. In other news, Nas is about to get his. His director game on once again. It's an upcoming documentary on Video Music Box, airing on Showtime December 3rd. So it just features 4 decades worth of never before seen footage that Ralph McDaniels, you know, he has gems and gems.
Yo, Uncle Ralph has it all, baby.
The stash of stashes.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's also about Uncle Ralph. He's going to interview him, but it's all this amazing footage that no one has ever seen before,
that's
guys.
That's amazing. Because when hip-hop was beginning, Video Music Box was the only place you can go to see the music videos that we wanted to see. And he was the only one documenting it.
And he was the only one on that a consistent basis. Like that. I know. Like, yeah. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yo, him and his team were showing up to events with a camera from the early to mid 80s all the way through Summer Jam, like now.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's the amount of footage that they're going, just the footage that they will have in this. I'm guessing this project is gonna give Ralph the help of going through footage that he's probably been intimidated to do for 20 years because it's too much, and now they'll have a team doing it. We're gonna see footage that blows our mind that we've never seen before.
Yeah, I love this.
I love it.
Giving him his flowers.
Yo, give him his flowers and give him that bread.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure Uncle Ralph gets paid out here, too.
I think
you know, back then, he wasn't making no money. He was doing it for the culture. Yep. Wasn't no money in the game. Now it's mad money in the game. Yep. It's an opportunity. So if you out here and you are trying to make some hip-hop, you know, archival content, you should be going to Uncle Ralph with that big budget you got from Netflix or wherever you working with, whoever you working with, and making sure Uncle Ralph get a check.
I'm sure he's getting a check.
I'm sure Nas is going to make sure that he's taken care of.
Yeah.
But it's airing on Showtime December 3rd. That's your Flash and Light Report.
He getting paid for that.
Time is 8:01, a high of 56 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yes, listen, we turn the show over to Wale. We're going to celebrate Wale's new album, For Lauren 2. Listen, man, you know, we're one of the programs up here that believes that Wale is top five love song rapper all time. He may not like that title because he sees himself as more than that, and he is more than that. But this new album's super fire. We're going to get into it. We're going to play some of his heat rocks. It's a great Friday. Early happy Halloween. Everybody dressing up as a sexy sanitation worker. You know what I mean? Everybody dressing up as, you know, Squid Game or whatever you're dressing up as.
A lot of Squid Game.
It's a lot of Squid Game. Somebody's going to get it wrong. Somebody's going to be offensive, and we're going to give you the congratulations you played yourself.
Oh, that's Monday. Come. Can't wait.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, it's time. The Gurus. The Gombos. However you want to call it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite. Zen the place.
Zen.
Create positive vibes, Shiny Culture. Burn that sage, Shiny.
Cleansing.
Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises as we help those in need.
That's right. Here to save lives.
Ah, Rosenberg, who needs our help?
So many people. So many people, Laura.
So many emails.
So many. At the
Yo, that's
Laura.
How I know y'all lying.
Shut up, Ebro.
All that.
But I'm not.
Disrespect.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com.
Say it.
TheGuruLaura at gmail. I want to hit one. Can we hit? I don't want to make this one the whole thing. But
why?
I do. Because I think it's, I don't know. It's important. But there's another one that has a story that I think is more interesting.
So then do that one.
Come on, Rosenberg.
But this
focus.
Is important.
See,
this is important.
If you ladies and gentlemen of the audience, if you leave Rosenberg to his own devices, normally he tries to overcomplicate segments, thus rendering the segments not as impactful. Focus, fam.
Let's play it by ear. Go with the first one that is important to you.
All right, the important one is this. I have temporary custody of my kids, and I want joint custody with my baby moms. But she wants full custody, and she moved to Texas. I want to be in my kids' life, and Texas is very far from Queens. She says I'm fighting her for the kids when I just want 50-50. Why does she want 100%, and how can I make her see that?
She doesn't want you a part of the important decision-making. And she's going to be in another state, and she doesn't want to have to consult you for things that she's trying to do. I'm not in support of that, but that's what's going on.
Wait, Shani, how can she move to another state without
They're probably not in the courts yet. They're probably not in the courts yet.
Right, so I'm thinking that this is going to, if he really wants to fight here, He's got to. I'm assuming it's
yes.
Yeah, it's a he.
Yeah.
He got to get the courts involved now because somebody just bounced into another state with your children without like you
that
signing
happen,
off
right?
on it. That ain't a thing.
Yeah. So if you're trying to avoid like the money situation going through the court system and all that, I mean, you can tell a judge that y'all have your own financial part situated if that's what's making you intimidated to go to court, but you got to go to court. That's the only way you can say, like, I want joint custody legally, and she can't just bounce out of state when she wants.
Exactly, and that will give you the, I guess, the protection that you need. Mm-hmm. Because other than that, she's going to be like, peace, I'm out.
Yeah, what's stopping her?
Oh, this is tough, but yeah, I agree with Shawnee. He's more of an expert in this department than I am.
Facts.
Maybe he didn't realize that.
Yeah, and the thing is, like I said, most dudes don't want to go to court because child support, you know, deductions from your money, you'd rather work it out on your own. But there actually are some benefits because you get some protection too, you know,
right,
as a dude.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Regulated money amounts that can be given. You know, sometimes you can, they try to get you on some extra bread.
Especially if you're just trying to be fair. Because it sounds like he's trying to be fair. He wants to do everything 50-50.
And I'm going to assume that this dad is probably paying more than he has to pay.
Yeah.
And because of that assumption, I'm going to assume that when you tell her, look, well, then I got to go to court, she's going to be like, nah, I don't want to go to court. Because she knows she might end up getting less.
Yeah. And if she has a date that she's trying to go to Texas, you might want to hit her with them papers before she moves.
Right,
while you know where you could find her. Then she can't leave.
Yeah, I think you need to act quick.
Yeah, man.
Because it's going to be much harder after she leaves. I know you feel like, God, I didn't want it to get this far. But sometimes you just got to
But what about what flip side, though? Flip side. What if she... Well, it's two things. I guess if she wants full custody, that's a different problem. But there could be a world where the people got along and they were splitting it.
Yeah.
But the mom got a great opportunity in Texas. And then what do you do if you're like, hey, I want to be here, but maybe you don't have that greater reason relative to the kid's mom being able to have a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, that's a tough spot, too.
Yeah. And I respect, you know, if they want to go because they have to pursue their own life, you know, dreams and goals and something that's bringing her to Texas, that's cool. It's hard for you because now the child is, you know, in a separate place than you are. But wanting joint custody and wanting to be a part of the major decision making is a good thing, too. So still get it in the court so that you have some authority and input to say, look, we have to have discussions before you make those decisions.
Right, and some kind of a mediator.
Yeah.
There's another piece. He said something, Rosenberg. He said, I want to be with my baby moms?
No.
Or he just said, I want to join custody. He's off the relationship, right?
He just wants 50-50.
Yeah, he just wants 50-50.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Your head is in the right place.
Yeah, go seek legal help.
Facts.
That's the best way to take care of yourself and your family. So
there's a lot of people listening going through this right now. Maybe not the moving part, but the avoiding family court part because they don't want it to get uglier.
Yeah, B.
People acting stupid.
For a long time, I didn't want to deal with the courts because it just, you know what I'm saying, black man court, I don't want no parts. But it actually balances things out.
It helped you at the end, right?
Yeah, more than you think. You'd be like, yo, it's actually working in my favor a little bit.
Right. She didn't even know.
Talk that talk, my guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, go.
Yeah, King.
Handle your business.
Yes, King, yes.
Yes, King, yes.
Handle your business,
Laura,
in court. So say the gurus. Oh, my gosh.
She was trying to step on the Kings getting happy. That's what it was.
No,
you had already stepped on her.
I already ended it.
She closed, and y'all double stepped on it.
I got excited for my brother, man. You know how many brothers out here struggling with court?
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. And back on the program, New Jersey's own governor, Phil Murphy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great to be back. Hope you're all well.
We are. How's the family, man? How's the kids, the wife, everybody?
Knocking on wood, everybody is good. Scattered at the moment, but everybody's good. The First Lady and I are out there pounding away. We only have a few more days till election, so we're on the trail, hot and heavy.
Early voting is happening?
Yeah. Early voting through Sunday, October 31st through Halloween. First time ever in New Jersey. So far, so good. We all voted. Our whole family voted on Saturday, and it was the best voting experience I've ever had. Really, really impressive. So hopefully that'll increase participation. That's what's happened in other states that haven't, and God willing, that'll be the case here.
So I have a question with the early voting stuff and all of the convos around the nation about voting rights and the way, you know, Republicans are trying to change laws, et cetera, et cetera. And I read an article that in Jersey there was an attempt to disenfranchise, you know, more densely populated black districts and not have enough voting machines, et cetera, et cetera. Like, is that true? Have you heard that? Have you had to combat that or your administration?
Yep. So listen, the Republicans, sadly, are against voting and against democracy for reasons I don't frankly understand. They don't want people to vote. And so you see this in other states all around the country. They're closing democracy, and I'm proud that we're opening it up. So I'm not surprised that you've heard that. I think we've done a good job of pushing back at that. So, for instance, in Newark, Essex County, which is the county that Newark is in, has 10 locations in total, but four of them are in Newark, for instance.
Right.
But I'm running against a guy, by the way, who doesn't like this, wants to take school funding away from black and brown communities. So it should be no surprise that these guys, and him in particular, are against opening things up and against doing the right thing by urban communities.
Well, that's currently on brand for Republicans.
It's pathetic. I'm running against the guy, Ebro, who, if you listen to what he says and what he stands for, he sounds like he's running for the governor of Texas. It's just not New Jersey values, even New Jersey Republican traditional values. It's awful.
I hear the commercials on ESPN for this guy who's running against you. And the one thing he seems to be harping on was some line that you reportedly said about, like, if you're not rich, you shouldn't be in New Jersey. I forget how it was framed. Can you tell us what they're doing, what you actually said, what's going on with that?
I appreciate, Rosenberg, you're asking that. So it's taken completely out of context. And here's what I was saying, and this is a fact. Certain states, every state has a bumper sticker. You know, Florida, no income tax. Texas, we love guns, we're criminalizing women. You pick the state. Our bumper sticker is we're the number one state in America to raise a family. And that's a complicated bumper sticker. That's number one in public education, which we are, top handful in public health, top handful, if not the top, in terms of quality of life. And we want to make sure the state's affordable, but none of what I just said comes free. So this is we want to make sure it's a good value for money state. And they took that comment completely out of context. But I'm proud of the fact that we are indeed the number one state in America to raise a family. And we weren't 4 years ago. And I'm incredibly proud of that.
Oh, and Eber, the direct line was, it was, if taxes is your problem, then New Jersey is not the state for you.
Yeah. I mean, and again, taken out of context, the point was, if your report card only has one line in it, do you have an income tax or not? You're right. Going to be looking at something like Florida. But if you want to raise a family, and by the way, I think we're getting more affordable by the day, you should be in New Jersey. And by the way, people are voting with their feet. Our population is growing like never before.
On that note, many people are confused about the collection of taxes, or they're maybe negative in trusting
the bureaucracy of government to take taxes that are paid and actually have it benefit working class families, rebuilding roads, the things that you pointed out, health services, public school, et cetera, et cetera. As governor, what have you gotten done that a voter would love? And where are some things, and this is kind of like a self-assessment, where are some things you felt like you could have done better with the collecting of taxes and the spending into the communities that need them?
Yeah, so great question. If you're a working class family in New Jersey today and compare your situation to the day that I became governor, you're paying less in income tax, less for childcare, less for healthcare, less for college, and NJ transit fares have not gone up one penny. So the state clearly, if you're in the middle class in the state clearly has gotten more affordable. Is it where it needs to be yet? No, we're going to continue to pound away on that. Are you getting your money's worth? I think you are. So 53% of an average property tax bill in New Jersey goes to public education. We are now for 2 years running rated as the number one public education state in America. I think that's getting your money's worth. Do we need to continue to make progress on affordability? Absolutely. I want to not just have low property tax increases. I want to decrease property taxes without giving up those precious realities that we now enjoy. Number one public education, top health care, number one state in America to raise a family.
And so how do you do that? Can you explain that, you know, for a voter? Because I think right now we're living in a time we as voters and young people specifically who are more tuned in to voting, whether they are or are not, they're listening.
Yep.
And wanting to kind of go, yo, who is a politician, local or otherwise, that I could actually take their word as fact or their plan as something that they really want to get done? So how do you do that?
Yeah. And by the way, Ebro, one of the things I'm most proud of is we are exactly who we said we would be. When we were campaigning 4 years ago in the primary, in the general, in all almost 4 years as governor, we have not pulled any fast ones. And I hope young people accept that and realize that. So, for instance, we said we're going to legalize adult use cannabis. It took me forever and always. We got it done. We said we were.
Yeah, you missed the mark on 100 days, but you got it done.
But we got it done. And by the way, we promised that we would both look forward and build that industry with equity in mind, first and foremost. And we would look back. And I'm incredibly proud to say, as we sit here, 362,000 expungements of low-end drug offenses since over the past 6 months. I think the pandemic, which I never thought through a political lens. So this is not a political answer. This is, a factual answer. If young people need to see, is there still value in government? Is it still worth it to pay my taxes? Is it still worth it to trust authorities? I think at least in New Jersey, we have been straight with folks. We made the calls based on science, fact, and data. We never veered from that. We never allowed politics to get in the way of any decision we made, including some decisions which continue to be extremely unpopular politically. But I think that should give faith to young people that government can play an important trustworthy role in their lives, as one example.
Love that. So, Governor Murphy, early voting's going. We established that. What do you have in the future? What are the next 4 years? What's the big plan for you? Other than the things you said you want to do better at, what's the big plan? Because the first plan was legalizing weed.
Yep.
You got that. And now it's about collecting those taxes and distributing that money to the communities that need it. So we're going to be watching you on that and making sure it's more equitable. But what's the big headline for the next four after you win?
Yeah, again, great question. I'll give you a few. I don't know that there's one. First of all, continuing the journey that we're on so many of these things. So with some newspaper about a year ago printed that I had 52 campaign promises in 2017, and that we had at least started on 50 of them, which is a heck of a good batting average, but we got to continue. So for instance, we got to make sure the legal weed industry is equitable as our commission is planning it. We have to make sure we continue to get to minimum wage of $15 an hour, that we continue to have a millionaire's tax, that we continue to reform criminal justice, that we continue all the journeys that we've started on, making our pension payments year in and year out. But on my list, Ebro, would be high on the list would be protecting a woman's reproductive freedoms, which are under assault at the national level. Gun safety package 3.0, which is a collection of bills. We're already the strongest gun safety state in America. I want to make us stronger. I think a big ethics package of bills would be up to bat. And then beyond that, continuing.
An ethics package? What is that talking about?
To make government essentially more transparent, to make the way we do business in Trenton, the state capital, to make it more transparent, more accessible for our residents. And right now it's too opaque and it's too remote. We also are trying, and so far so good, we got to continue to grow the economy. That's part of the answer to property taxes, by the way. We continue to grow the economy. We'll have more financial latitude to put a lot more resources up against making the state more affordable. You may have seen this yesterday. It came out. Netflix made a statement on the record that they're bidding on an almost 300-acre parcel in New Jersey.
Doing movies in Jersey.
And so we got a lot of new exciting industries, film, television, digital, high on the list.
Amazing. That's beautiful.
It'd be great.
Now, obviously, we're watching what's going on here in New York with our response to the pandemic, and we're seeing vaccinations at a pretty good level, but things have sort of stalled at this point to some degree. Where do things stand in New Jersey? And what do you see happening, frankly, Governor, over the next 6 months as we hopefully completely return to normalcy?
Please, God. We're in good shape. And I'm knocking on wood. We are among the most vaccinated states in the nation. I think we're the most vaccinated big state. We have the lowest percentage of our ICU beds with COVID patients of any state in America. Again, I'm knocking on wood here. Please, God, it stays that way. The Delta variant feels like it has crested and it started to come down. We have, I think, a good package in place. So, for instance, educators, state employees, need to get vaccinated or face a multiple tests per week, masking in all of our school buildings. That package feels like it's working. And I'll tell you what my worry is, and then I'll give you my optimism. The worry is, as we live more of our lives indoors and with the holidays on top of that, I'm concerned we may see another bump up. But in the sort of intermediate term, I'm incredibly optimistic. New Jerseyans by the millions, for all the few knuckleheads that are out there, New Jerseyans by the millions have done the right thing. And I'm in the medium term, really optimistic.
Governor Phil Murphy, man, thank you for your time. I know it's serious business right now. Early voting's going on, big election day next week. So, you know, we can't talk as much shit as we normally do, but, you know, and it's been serious the last few times with the pandemic. It's been crazy too. So,
you guys,
I'll let you get back to serious business.
Thank you for having me, Ebro and Rosenberg, and the whole crew there. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Governor.
All right, Governor Phil Murphy, look for him out there in Jersey. Hold it down. Listen, if y'all don't show up to vote, it's a problem.
Yep.
All the good times going on in Jersey could come to a screeching halt.
A screeching
especially halt. That weed and the expungements of those records. So y'all get to the ballots, man, to the voting boxes, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Governor.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.